Welcome to today's podcast on Safe Digging Sports. This is One on One with Brian Morehouse. Be sure to follow Safe Digging Sports on Facebook and also follow NC811. That's North Carolina 811. Know what's below? Call 811 before you dig to protect your buried utilities. Now, on to the podcast.
We are lucky today to have a guest with us that has got a big background in the iRacing world, and I want to introduce him, Randy Yoakum. He is with the Sims 500 iRacing League, and I want to talk a little bit about Randy and his background in iRacing. Randy, welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day and joining us, but I want to talk a little bit about your background with iRacing. It was really interesting, and I want to tell everybody, we have been putting together a program over the last year or so involved with iRacing and doing sponsorships. We find it a great way to be able to get out to the community and be able to spread the 811 message. And being a title sponsor with Sims 500 Racing League, I decided it would be really good to bring some of y'all guys on board with our one-on-one with Brian Morehouse and talk a little bit about your racing experience, maybe what got you involved. What do you do during the day? Because unless you're a full-time iRacing guy, I imagine you probably got a day job. But for now, right now, tell us all about Randy Yoakum.
Well, Brian, my background with racing in general started at one of the local tracks, which probably is something that a lot of people see, whether it's fans or whether it's actual racers, it's at the local venues. And mine has been Langley Speedway, and it's a track with a phenomenal amount of history. My dad was dragging me out there as a kid when it was still dirt. I remember the year it was paved and sitting at the start-finish line getting Richard Petty's autograph, which at a young kid, that was something that was very special. As racing went along, I remember that what we had was we had to listen to the MRN.
It wasn't on TV every Sunday.
Right. And we didn't have that opportunity. So Sundays I was listening to MRN. And we know what happened as the years went on, the popularity and whatnot. And then as the video game world started to evolve, and this was in the mid 90s with the first Papyrus offerings of their NASCAR series. It was really something that if you were a fan and you wanted to be in racing, it gave you an opportunity to do that without spending the kind of money that you would have to be in real racing. And we all know what that cost. The costs are phenomenal. It's something that takes an enormous amount of dedication, whereas sim racing is obviously not like that. Now, I've heard many people say it's not real racing. Well, it is real sim racing, and I promise you that you can get just as equally as upset during a sim race as you could in real racing. The emotions run high and the feelings are, I don't want to say, no, you do not have thousands of dollars on the line that can make things a little bit worse, but the emotions do run high. And as time has gone on, we've seen the opportunities to see our series broadcast. I participated back, I guess it was it began in 2004, I believe, with Dale Jr.'s DMP league. Yeah. And then we saw the big VRW, Virtual Racing World. And I'd like to, I really want to think, because Nim Cross, who ran that, was hired by John Henry when John Henry started iRacing, and the precursor for that was First. Mm-hmm. And So I was lucky enough to be able to have participated in some of these bigger organizations or leagues or groups.
One of the things,
of helping them and whatnot.
One of the things you really brought up that's very interesting is starting off as a young kid, going to a local short track, having that dream of probably sitting down in a race car yourself and racing around a track. As many people know, that costs a lot of money. It takes a lot of time and effort. It takes away from families with the time. And it's really hard to be able to do. But iRacing actually gives you that opportunity to be able to go out. Now, these tracks are laid out just like the tracks out there. Langley Speedway is one of the tracks. They've went out there. They've actually done everything with the graphics exactly like the track, with the banking and everything, which isn't much out at Langley Speedway. But it's really interesting to be able to sit down and be able to do that at a fraction of the cost. Now, I did say something that was maybe not right on track, Randy, and that was time, because you can put just as much, maybe not all that time as you would with a car that's going in and out onto a short track, but y'all do put a lot of time into these iRacing cars.
You're absolutely right. Some have the opportunity to put a lot more time in others. Now, most of the racing that we do is fixed setup. In other words, everybody shares the same chassis setup in their car. But on your point about how these tracks are scanned in iRacing, I may not be reaching some of the people when I say this to that understand. Laser scan sounds kind of fancy, but it's based on survey information and the development of 3D point clouds. And these 3D point clouds are then post-processed, and they have to identify, like, okay, this is the track, this is the retaining wall, this is the fence, and they go from there. But as far as it being its accuracy, the accuracy of what's being scanned can go down to less than a tenth of an inch. And that's pretty darn accurate. So while it may not be real racing, it's enjoyable to know that you're racing with that high degree of accuracy in these tracks.
Well, one thing I'd like to also include is y'all do your own paint schemes, you do setups, everything else. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this. And I know I've said it a million times, and people are going to call me out and say, Brian, you always say this. You say that people think that you just open the gates, sell hot dogs, hamburgers, and beer, and, you know, everything. But there's a lot of planning that goes in, even with iRacing, because many of y'all race numerous nights a week. And I want y'all to, at this time, for you to tell us a little bit about the league that you're involved in with the Sims 500 Racing League.
Sim 500 has been one of the biggest, I guess, exciting for me to be part of that and help Joey run this organization. I would say that we are definitely the biggest fixed setup racing organization in that uses the iRacing platform, racing every night in some form or fashion. So we have different offerings. A lot of drivers drive all week long, and some do take some nights off, but the opportunity is there. It's just a place that you can come, and you don't have to look elsewhere to find quality racing. We want Sim 500 to be a friendly organization. In other words, we want our drivers to have more of a friendly family and attitude when they get behind the wheel. That doesn't always happen, as we well know, but it's least what we strive for. And some of us have been together for many, many, many years with this. I have some people that I race with that was racing back in 2004 and whatnot. And different than other video games that you may play, the sim racing environment is one that you come together, whether it be every week or once a day every week, and you're racing with the same individuals. Other video games aren't quite like that. It's very impersonal. You don't know who you're in a game with or whatnot, but it's why I've always kind of looked at sim racing as being entirely different. It is a video game platform, but it is sim racing. It is not a video, quote unquote, video game.
One of the things that was really nice to be able to see is the graphics are so nice of these cars. You can just read things right off the side of it. It's very clear. But one thing that you shared with me this week that I was able to do was you sent me the link to the Twitch account.
Yes.
And I was able to do in car with you, seeing how you were driving it, getting down into the groove, following your line, everything else. It was really exciting and awesome thing to be able to be a part of.
And that is something that several of our drivers actually do. It is fun to be able to see what happens. It can get quite colorful sometimes, and that's why some of our or some of the people that Twitch, that they do put the disclaimer as you're joining their channel and whatnot. But it is interesting to see it from the driver's perspective, not at all different than you would in a real NASCAR race, where you do see the in-car cameras, and in many cases you are hearing the radio input with the crew. So it's not a lot different that way, and it is something that is an also too that has enhanced the entire sim racing experience.
Now, do y'all use spotters with these leagues?
You can have a spotter with you or a crew chief that can actually, that's a provision with iRacing that you can let them make changes for your as you're coming in. If you want to take right sides only or left sides only, or you only want to add a certain amount of fuel, mm-hmm. All of these things can be done by a spotter or crew chief or whatnot. A lot of guys, including myself, use some ancillary programs, some third-party things that allow you to speak your changes into your computer mic. And because of these softwares that you have running, it will make these changes for you. So there's a couple different ways that you can go with that. You do have an in-game spotter that has been enhanced with some of the spotter packs to make it more realistic to, say, the short track or NASCAR environment. But it is very automated, very accurate if you're using the software spotter.
Well, I want to go ahead and break the news to everybody. With the upcoming 2022 racing season, I want to go ahead and announce to everyone that North Carolina 811 is going to be a sponsor of Sims 500 iRacing League. We are really glad to be on board, and we find that it's a great way, like I said earlier, to be able to get the message out to everyone, to make sure that you call 811. As many of y'all know, we've got quite a few commercials being played across North Carolina, and a lot of our other 811 centers have other means that they end up broadcasting to, which is through radio, TV ads, billboards. Now we've got tailgate wraps across North Carolina, but we're really excited about being able to get that message out there. And we found a good way to do that is to be able to get involved with iRacing. Now, you have some special color schemes that you've been working on, and we're really excited to be able to talk a little bit about that today.
Absolutely. A lot of the guys run different paint schemes, but the opportunities to feature certain sponsors, especially the 811 environment, which by the way, 811 with my regular job has been a very important part of it for many years, and being the rep for our particular county has been just very, very important. And 811 is a very, very important thing that a lot of people really don't understand. But if we can get out there and get that word out to more people, the better it is. So the 811 sponsorship it's Tuesday night. We're going to have banners across every windshield to get that out. I will be running an 811 car. One of our other members will be running an 811 car, just to get that out there. So, people have an opportunity to, even if they ask about it, it's very important to be able to get that word out.
As we stated, we'll end up having sponsorship with 811 cars, and we'll be the title sponsor of the Super Late Model Series, as Randy stated, on Tuesday nights. And we're really looking forward to also being part of their cup events and also their truck series event. We'll also be a title sponsor there. And I believe in the cup series, we're going to be maybe a halfway award or a poll award. We're still trying to figure all that out and put all that together. But with our meetings this week, we were actually able to sit down and talk about some of the things that Sims 500 Racing has in store for the 2022 race season, and that is bringing 811 in as a sponsor and maybe even looking at some major events throughout the season.
Absolutely. The 811 involvement with us is one of the most exciting things that I believe I've been involved in since that I can remember of sim racing, mainly because of the how important it is. 811 actually saves lives. A lot of people don't realize that, mainly because many utilities are out of sight, out of mind. They don't know what's under the ground before they do as much as put a shovel in the ground if they don't call 811. It's that important. And when you start talking about if you compromise a water line, not that big of a deal. You compromise a sanitary sewer line, not that big of a deal. When we start talking about gas and electric, that's some scary stuff. And it's very important. So for us to be, however we can participate in that and get that word out, it is such a great opportunity for us to be able to use our hobby here, if you will, to increase awareness. I love it.
That is a great thing. Now, I want to tell everyone a little bit about our meeting. Me and you got to talking, and we found out we're from the same place. Now, I'm from Newport News, Virginia. Grew up there and moved on over to Gloucester and graduated from Gloucester High School. And you reside there in York County. And we started talking about our favorite restaurants and started going on and on. And we ended up knowing quite a few people besides what is in the Sims Racing League. And it's really interesting to be able to do that. I was a catch 22, you know, such and such. Do you go to Pops? Do you go to Bay Haven? It was really awesome to be able to do all that. So we really look forward to this partnership that we have with y'all. I look forward to our partnership and friendship and being able to carry that 811 banner and making everyone aware to call 811 before they dig.
Absolutely, Brian. That's what you described right there is part of my excitement.
And going forward, we want to let everyone know, make sure that you tune in to the Sims 500 Racing League. You can do that through Facebook. There's quite a few other opportunities. You want to be able to let everyone know more about that, Randy?
Yeah, we're on just about every media platform, but Facebook primarily, because that's what a lot of people turn to. It's also where we can share our broadcast live right there as well. So it is really truthfully the main source. Of course, we've got our website, which links back to all of these things, but the Facebook would be the primary outlet for what's going on at any given moment with Sim 500.
Give us the link to y'all's webpage.
www.sim500.com.
There you go. You've got it right there. I do want to thank you today for coming on board, talking a little bit about iRacing and bringing us all up to date on what is going on. We're looking forward to a great 2022 racing season with NC811 as a title sponsor of a few divisions with the Sims 500 Racing League. And I want to just ask everybody to take the opportunity to go out there to Safe Digging Sports and check us out. Go ahead, follow us on Facebook, and that again is Safe Digging Sports, and you'll be able to see all the highlights, the point standings, and everything for the Sims 500 Racing League that we are the title sponsor for, and we'll bring you as much information as we possibly can. So follow us and keep up to date on all of the new Sims 500 racing in 2022. Randy, I want to thank you again. You take care and go down there and see beautiful Yorktown Beach for me. I do miss that area a lot, but thank you again for being our guest today on 101 with Brian Morehouse.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that very much and being given the opportunity for us to participate like this. Thank you.